Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Rennie Watson is with us this morning. She's helping to head up the Cass County Bible reading effort that's coming up here very soon. Rennie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you this morning? Staying cool?
Super. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's a tough job these days. Hey, coming up on July 21st, once again this year, there are going to be some folks gathering at the Cass County Courthouse for the statewide Bible reading effort. You've had some success. You've done this now, what, a couple of years?
This is the third year.
Okay, third year. You've had some success with that so far?
Yes, absolutely. Each year we've gotten the Bible read completely from Genesis to Revelation.
That's not an easy task.
Well, it takes about 150 people, and you can do it in an hour, actually.
Unless they're going to read it all by themselves all the way through, it would take a little bit of time.
Exactly.
What's the complicated part about setting something like this up?
It's just getting the word out to people. We're called the Iowa 99 County, because that's 99 counties in Iowa, Bible Reading Marathon. And so each county sets up when they can have theirs. And we just try to get the word out to as many people as possible, because you never know who can do it on that day. But this year it's on a Saturday, hopefully to get a big influx of people.
Yeah, and not every county is doing it on the same day, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So there's some flexibility there for folks to make it work for them locally. Hopefully doing it on a Saturday, July 21st, will work out well here. Now, this is a one-day effort. That's not been the case in the past.
No, we've usually had it over a week. This year, a lot of the counties are changing to just do it one day so that everybody can gather and it can be accomplished in one day. So we're starting at 10 o'clock. Bring your Bible and a lawn chair and find a shady spot.
I suppose it was probably a lot more difficult when you were trying to find people to read out loud over the course of a week, having to fill all those spots. That it was probably tougher to organize.
It was. This should simplify it tremendously.
Yeah. So this year it's going to be just a little bit different. Instead of one person reading to folks who come by, this is going to be what, everyone kind of reading on their own?
Right. Everyone reading in their own spot quietly. And so that anybody that's shy about reading in front of other people, don't worry about it. You won't be reading to anybody else but yourself.
Okay, so there won't be a public presentation necessarily.
No. Just when people come up to start reading, we'll hand them out a scripture that they are to read, and that way we know who's reading what to make sure the whole Bible gets read.
So the whole thing will be read. It may not be read out loud like it had been in the past. When I say
it'll be read still vocally.
Sure. Okay.
Just not silently. It'll be read out loud, just not loudly.
Ah, got it. Okay. Well, and, you know, that's a little easier, too. And when I said earlier that it won't be like a presentation, well, it still will be, because folks who are driving by are going to see hopefully a lot of folks out there participating and wonder what's going on.
Exactly.
Is that part of the goal?
Well, yes, it is. We want people to know that that is a religious freedom that we have. And we think it's so cool that our governors for the last 3 years have all signed a proclamation saying that there would be open Bible reading on the courthouse grounds. We are very blessed in this country to be able to do that.
Absolutely. It's one of those things, too, where when you stop and talk to people, most folks are familiar, especially Christians, obviously, are familiar with the Bible. But if you ask them when the last time was that they actually read the Bible,
exactly,
a lot of folks not only can't remember when that happened, but in a lot of cases, it hasn't happened at all.
Right. Yeah. We've even had people stop by and ask for a Bible, and we will have Gideon Bibles there to hand out if people need.
Okay, very good. So folks can get long-term support there, too.
Right.
What is the goal in doing this? Is it just to raise awareness?
Yes, absolutely. If we don't use our freedoms, we lose them.
You've got a lot of folks, hopefully, that will stop by and sign up. Do they have to sign up for this, or can they show up for this?
No, just show up.
Okay.
It's different from other years where we've painstakingly had everyone sign up, and then people are running late and they don't get there for their 15-minute increment. So anyone can stop by, and please do stop by. And we'll hand you a scripture to read. You can read for 15 minutes or 2 hours, however long you want to read.
You bet. Well, and maybe some folks will have maybe a deeper understanding of the meaning. I know it's difficult. The Bible is not an easy read, even for some folks who are more scholarly. It's a difficult read sometimes. But if you have an opportunity to sit down and work on just parts of it, maybe that can deepen your understanding of some of those sections.
Absolutely. And we'll have a couple of Bibles that are a much easier translation for people who have problems with that, because there's so many translations out now. Some of them are just much easier to read than others.
Well, and you know, part of it is the language at the time and the translations, too, from the languages at the time. You know, Shakespeare wrote in English.
Exactly.
It is difficult to follow for some of us.
Exactly, yes.
Because we don't speak the same way they did back then. But, yeah, it's very difficult, and the translations can be a little bit different from one Bible. There are several different versions, and there can be some different translation issues from one to another.
That's why we encourage everyone to bring your own Bible, because you're familiar with that. And if not, yes, we'll have extra Bibles there, so no problem.
Yeah, well, hopefully they have a family Bible that they can bring along, too. That always has special meaning to each family member as well.
Yes, but some of them are kind of big and heavy.
They can be. They can be. That's very true.
Not exactly portable, but...
Yeah. Rennie, I have to ask an important question. This is going to happen on Saturday, July 21st, with the kind of weather we've been having lately. Will there be some shade?
Yes. We'll set up some canopies.
Okay.
And I believe the courthouse actually has some big trees, so we should be able to find shade okay.
Yeah, we hope so. We may have to keep moving a little bit to stay in it,
yes.
but we'll find it. That's for sure.
Absolutely, yes.
Is there any,
you may have to bring a bottle of water.
Okay. I was going to say, is there anything else that folks need to bring with them other than perhaps the family Bible?
And a lawn chair.
Oh, okay.
So that you can find that shade and sit under it.
That's right. Or a blanket or something of that nature. Correct. Whatever's comfortable
Correct.
For you. And you're anticipating this will take how long? Just an hour?
I'm figuring 2 hours just in case we don't have 150 people. If we have 150, then yes, 1 hour.
Okay.
So I'm anticipating 2 hours.
So that's the
goal? But they don't have to stay the whole time.
Sure. And that's the goal, is to try to get 150 people involved?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
And you know, with all the churches we have in Atlantic, that should not be hard.
Yeah. Have you done outreach to the churches about this?
Oh, yeah.
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 Very good. And I'm sure that their response was pretty positive, as best they can get their members to participate. That would be awesome.
Right, right. And we always have several that just drive by and see it and stop and ask and start reading with us.
Oh, that's excellent. Oh, very good.
That's the way I did it the very first year. I didn't know what was going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you're one of the organizers. See how that works?
Exactly. See what happens?
Show up to a meeting and you end up getting elected.
That's right.
Very good. Well, we hope folks get an opportunity to spend a little bit of time. Again, this is a morning effort, so even if the weather is kind of like it has been here lately, hopefully it'll be a little bit cooler during that morning time when the sun isn't so brutal for us.
And, absolutely.
Get a good group of folks out there. So 10 o'clock on Saturday, July 21st, just stop on by.
Great. Thanks.
All right, Rennie, thank you so much for doing all the work and helping to coordinate. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.